Welcome to the Andrea Kay Show. She's blonde, 5'2", and 102 pounds of dynamite in a dress. Here she is, Andrea Kay.
Welcome to hour two of tonight's Andrea Kay Show. It is Friday Eve. Thank you, Jesus. And if you missed last hour, we ended up having some fun. We had a crazy hour, everything from busting on Speaker Johnson, the circus that is the hush money trial. We even had Katherine Engelbrecht on from True the Vote with that fascinating interview. You definitely, if you missed that, you're going to want to download the podcast. Then we had some giggles at the end of the show based upon the Biden campaign's new ad that they're running that's going to convince you that Joe Biden is sharp as a knife, baby. But you know what? We've got a couple clips to play this hour as we move on in the show that might just dispel that notion. Just such a good time last hour. If you missed it, be sure to download the podcast. Even if you listen to it, you might want to listen to it again or definitely share it with other people who need to hear that Katherine Engelbrecht segment about election integrity. But we are going to move on. We got much more to get into tonight. We're actually going to start this hour with a story that I don't think has been told anywhere in the legacy media today because it busts through. Talk about busting through a narrative. It's involving the Alphabet Mafia. But before I go any further, I got to bring in this guy. He is with me every night of the week. He's my favorite side dish. It is none other than DJ Sesame Broccolini.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
We were also trying to think of a food name for Thursdays, and I'm mulling over some options. I mean, there's tostada Thursdays.
Well, but that's a little similar to taco.
It is, which brings me to my next.
Do we want it to be Mexican food?
I don't know, because I was also thinking you could just do a throwback Thursday to Taco Tuesday. But that just seems lazy and derivative.
Well, it does, although I'm willing to eat a taco every day. There's also, you know, what other kind of food is there that I love? Don't hit me with any ideas for sushi on a Thursday, okay? Because there's never a day of the week.
Are you a fan of sushi in general?
No.
Okay.
No.
Me neither.
No.
I was just curious.
I don't – no. There's no place in this world, in my opinion, or certainly not on my plate, for any kind of raw fish, okay? And I don't want it in a bowl either. You can put it in a bowl and call it poke, and I'm still not going to eat it, okay? So don't be coming at me. We're open to ideas to name a type of food on Thursdays, but not if it involves raw fish, okay? Not open. Doors firmly shut. I need a sound effect. Boom. What's the sound effect of a door shutting, a door slamming? That's it. I'm definitely open to what other kinds of food do I like? French food. I'm open to Chinese food for sure. Hit me up with some
tangerine
chicken on a Thursday.
Thursdays. Shout out to Chins.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Solid suggestion there. All right. What do y'all think? Is that where we go? Tangerine chicken? On a Thursday, I'm all for that, definitely, if it's got some spice to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into a very serious story. The reason why you're not hearing this anywhere in the legacy media is because when it comes to violence in schools, they want you to believe, well, first of all, in general, the left wants you to believe that any act of violence or the greatest threat that this country faces is at the hands of Christian white people, okay? They certainly don't, and then, of course, they've got to make the tool be guns, right? Because that's what they need to do as much as they can to disarm us, right? That's the game. They certainly don't want you to be connecting the dots between violence of any kind, particularly in schools, with the Alphabet Mafia, which is why there's a court that's hearing arguments this week on releasing the manifesto of the Covenant school shooter. We still don't have that. And why? because they don't want you to connect the dots between the mental illness that's going on inside of the LGBTQXYZ, you know, on and on and on, alphabet mafia, which is why you're not hearing today a story of a Rockville teen who has been charged with threats of mass violence. This is coming out of Gaithersburg, Maryland. An 18-year-old high school student has been charged in connection with plans to commit a school shooting at a Montgomery County school. I hate to say that this person's name is Andrea, but we've got Andrea Yeh of Rockville, whose preferred name is Alex, was arrested on Wednesday by the Montgomery County Police Department. There was a joint investigation by the MCPD and the FBI Baltimore field office after the FBI notified MCPD about a 129-page manifesto authored by Yeh. And in the document, Yeh writes about committing a school shooting and strategizes how to carry out the act. Yeh also contemplates targeting an elementary school and says that she wants to be famous. See, this irritates the crap out of me. What office? This is the Montgomery County Police Department that I'm reading here. This is their news release, and they are referring to a female as he. That's insane. I go on. A search warrant obtained by the police department led to internet searches, drawings, and documents related to threats of mass violence as a result of the investigation. Community Engagement Division coordinated. Yeh was taken into custody and charged with threats of mass violence. She, as I correct them here, is currently being held at the Montgomery County Central Processing Unit, where she awaits a bond hearing. There's going to be a news conference tomorrow. I want all 129 pages of the manifesto released to the public. Don't you, Sesame?
Yes. And it should have come a long time ago, and people do need to see it for so many reasons. But you're right. I imagine it reads like a compilation of the same overused talking points you get from a lot of legacy news stations or left-wing influencers or people online, internet personalities. But there's obviously a motive to bury the motive, and that's just sad that they're putting this agenda before justice. Before truth, the American people deserve to know what's going on. And it's just so infuriating that they want keep us in the dark. Right. And they want – because they want to – it's all about controlling the narrative. It's all about protecting the agenda. Not protecting the people, but protecting the agenda. Course. It's just sad.
Right. Exactly. Because they don't want you to realize – they want to continue the lie that you have to support the mutilation and the transgenderism and the mental illness that's involved with anybody at 17 – who changes their name from Andrea to Alex and thinks that they're a man. They don't want you to connect the dots there. They want you to believe the lie that they tell parents that we have to transition all these people or they will kill themselves. No, this was going to be another case of murder-suicide is what this was going to be. Because the reality is it does not solve, no transitioning solves the mental illness that is going on here. And that's the lie. And they would rather children die than the reality and the truth be told. And that's the harsh reality. And I guarantee you tomorrow when the press conference is held, they're going to be justifying why the 129-page manifesto was not released to the public, just like they've been withholding the manifesto from the Covenant shooter. But we saw some drawings that were leaked by the police because they wanted the public to know. We have a right to know what's going on here. We have a government that's mind-reading Americans all day, every day, in the course of trying to slam them with crimes, right? That's what is going on with the Supreme Court this week. Heard arguments about an obstruction charge where Jan 6 defendants have been charged with obstruction based upon reading their minds, and then they're looking at 20 years. And it's based upon mind reading because when Gorsuch asked the attorney, well, what about when somebody pulls a fire alarm in order to stop a proceeding? Oh, well, it all goes to intent. And my point is, when they're using mind reading to lock people up who wandered around the Capitol for 20 years. We need to know what's going on. Why would they withhold what's going on inside the minds of somebody that killed 8-year-olds or was plotting to kill 8-year-olds? Why would they, Sesame? Because they want to keep us from seeing the truth. Anything you want to add before we move on?
I mean, that's the bottom line for people. And so you just – it's unfortunately, it's the onus is on us to get to the truth in any way yes. that we can. And thankfully, there are people who risk everything, including their reputation, their livelihood, to try to get this information out to people. And it's another reason to tune into shows like this. I mean, the legacy media is not going to tell it to you. They want you to be in the dark. They want to keep you ignorant so that evil can fester. The sleep of reason produces a whole lot of monsters, and they're in bed with those monsters. So it's just more responsibility for us to be active as citizens, to be engaged, to seek out the truth, to do everything we can to bring it to light, because the American people do deserve to know, and we have a right to understand what's going on in our own country. Do we not?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a right to know. There's a public interest here, and that's exactly why the left will try to hide this story and try to hide the truth. And so I will be watching. I may not be able to watch it live, but and we'll see if the press conference even takes place, because they might not want to have to field questions, because you know the one of the main questions is going to be, where's the manifesto? It needs to be released. All right, we are going to take a break. We come back, we've got more to share with you guys on the other side. Why are kids being mean to Joe Biden? Just Trump kids are being mean to him. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Andrea Kay, telling you like it is, while eating a donut too. It's the Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. I'm already laughing. Joe Biden has been out campaigning. One of the things that Dana Bash was saying on CNN was how, you know, while Trump is in court on this hush money trial, Joe Biden's been hitting the campaign trail. Yeah, it's gone really well for him, right? Cue the Uncle Bozy clip. Well, he also tried to do what Donald Trump did. He actually showed up with his team to a gas station, and people looked at him like they didn't surround him and cheer and ask to shake his hand and say, "Oh, we love you, Biden." No, they looked at him like he had walked in with something on the bottom of a shoe. Okay. He's been trying to be Scranton Joe, right? And as CNN was saying, he's just really showing a contrast between Scranton values and Mar-a-Lago values. And it, you know, nobody buying it, especially those people in the gas station. He also went into a Wawa store, and it was obviously scripted and couldn't handle the package the way. I mean, it has just been a hashtag fail. So while he's out there, though, between telling stories about himself in nothing but a towel answering the door in a hotel, yeah, that's one story he told, and telling stories about uncles being eaten by cannibals, he decided to attack kids. And so he's talking here about how little kids everywhere are giving him the middle finger. Sesame, if you can play the clip.
I've never thought I'd see a time when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town in the West or something, to see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F Biden, and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
First of all, I haven't seen little seven-year-old kids giving him the middle finger. But maybe it's because they've seen video of him groping and sniffing little kids everywhere, and they don't want to be a part of it. Maybe there's that. But then it didn't go well for him from there, because then evidently the media started asking him questions as to how come there's no Biden signs anywhere. Okay, you're talking about driving through rural parts of the country, and you're driving. God love this reporter for this question. So you're driving around Biden and telling us how you're seeing all these F Biden signs everywhere. How come there's no Biden signs? And then he gets all angry, right? Mr. Nice Scranton. Well, you haven't been driving in the right places, pal, he says. I'm just surprised he didn't challenge him to, you know, an arm wrestling match. Your thoughts, Sesame.
Well, the idea of Biden sitting down for an arm wrestling match is actually pretty, yeah. I mean, that would be, I think, a top-rated event for a series. But seriously, it's just... It's just
not going well for him.
It's not, and I don't know why it's surprising. I don't know if he's just surrounded by yes men or if he's completely checked out. But dude, everything is more expensive. Everyone is suffering. You're running this country into the ground, and just about everybody, really, on a base level, I think, can sense it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You're going to look at all of the chaos with the border, covertly flying illegals into the country just to give them work permits or let them go work at Tyson Foods, then to just like hand out these flyers about voting for you while you go after your top political rival and then protect your own son and then use federal agencies to censor people. Like, dude, it's a long list. This is the most tyrannical thing I've ever seen come out of Washington. This has been a complete disaster.
Right.
And anyone, even kids, can understand it. People underestimate kids and their intelligence, but trust me, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize that Biden is bad for America, plain and simple.
Well, not only that, but to try to act as though, to try to play this game as though it's Trump people are the nasty ones and Trump people that are using coarse language and stuff. You've got to be kidding me, man.
Seriously.
Ain't nobody buying that. That's something else that they're not buying.
That's a defensive mechanism. That's a coping mechanism for the
totally.
Truth is it's coming from every corner of the country, man. Truly. And
look, you know, if there are 7-year-olds running around giving Joe Biden the middle finger, that's a heck of a lot better than illegal aliens running around raping and murdering people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Ilhan Omar's daughter, who was arrested inciting an insurrection at Columbia. And now Ilhan Omar is trying to keep her daughter from facing charges. Let's talk about Democrat voters chanting death to America in the streets. And Michael Moore saying, Biden, you got to look out for these people and be, you know, because you got to make sure these people vote for you in November. The Democrat Party is on the side of Islamic terrorists that want death to America. And yet we're the American people are supposed to believe that the real issue with bad behavior is some 7-year-old that allegedly gave him the middle finger. That's a bunch of garbage. And you know who knows it? Black voters, particularly those in Chicago and in New York who are suffering economically because of illegal aliens. I've got a clip of Chicago voters confronting the mayor on the tax money going for illegal aliens. Sesame, if you can play that clip.
We need that money in my neighborhood. We need that on my block. So I'm asking y'all to use our tax money for our people. We need it.
You vote for the money for these immigrants today, and we're coming for them seats. Yeah. You can believe
that's
that.
Right. The police are fighting with them in the shelters that you guys are funding. Right. You guys think it's a great idea, but yet your police officers are getting attacked.
Right.
Your public's getting attacked.
Yeah. So he can go around acting like he's the victim of some 7-year-old supposedly giving him the middle finger. But America's not buying that garbage. America's not swallowing that crap sandwich. This is why they have to have the illegals vote for him in November, because they have to replace the votes that they're losing not just the African-Americans, but Democrats of all stripes. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. Another shocking court story, this time involving a mother. Talk about crime. Talk about a crime wave. Wait till you guys hear this story about this woman who got released who killed her 2-month-old.
Andrea Kaye, bringing the world a much-needed reality check. You're listening to The Andrea Kaye Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kaye Show. We not only have a mental health crisis in this country, but of course, as you know, we have a drug addiction crisis in this country, fueled in large part by the Democrats. They want, why else would they want to legalize drugs, but to have, and not only legalize drugs, but to the excuses of, we, now that they're addicted to drugs, we've got to provide them safe places to go and inject themselves and safe needles. Why would they be obviously coordinating with this invasion, knowing that fentanyl is being brought into this to this country and keeping Americans addicted and killing Americans right and left? Because, and we also know that 90-something percent of those that are homeless are addicted to drugs, and because it allows the Democrats to expand a dependency class of Americans, for the same reason why they want to churn out illiterate students from school, because they're going to be dependent on the government. And it's created just a massive, massive issue across this country. And then, of course, they want to say that these drug addicts and those that commit crime in the course of doing drugs are victims themselves because they've got, quote, a disease. Well, to me, it's not a disease if it's self-inflicted. A disease is cancer. And while you could say, well, maybe somebody's lifestyle or whatever, you know, if you drink coffee, it can contribute to breast cancer. That's not the same thing. If you can control something with your behavior, it's not a disease. It's a behavior issue. And that's the case here. You're not a victim when you have chosen to adjust a substance that is then in that instance, when you choose to inject a substance, I can feel sorry for you having to fight it. I can sympathize with you. I can be a part of your support system if you're willing to help yourself, but I'm not going to say that it's not self-inflicted. And I'm not going to say that you're a victim when, if you commit a crime in the course of that addiction, whether it's driving, whether it's stealing, whatever it is. In the case here, we've got a mother in Indianapolis who smothered her two-month-old child to death with couch cushions in August of 2022 while under the influence of meth. She was charged with, I can't see here, was whether or not it was manslaughter or murder, how she was charged here. But what I see is that the judge acquitted her and said that she's not innocent, but she's not guilty either. And he would have found her guilty of a lesser charge had it been presented. So he lets a woman who got high on meth while she had a two-month-old child, murders the two-month-old, and he treats her like she's the innocent victim. This makes me so angry. I can't even tell you. Now this woman is out on the streets to continue her addictions and to continue anybody. Who's she going to murder next? She's going to go and have another kid she's going to murder? And if she doesn't murder it, she's going to beat it, burn its hands with cigarettes, sell it off to be raped? This is what the judge has put back out on the street. A predator, a murderer. This is our court system in America today. She's out on the streets and Donald Trump is looking at 400 years. Anything you want to add, Sesame?
Just talk about disgusting. The lowest of the low. I mean, that's just, I don't understand the reasoning, the logic here. So she's not innocent, but she's also not guilty. I mean, in terms of actually what's been done, I mean, she is or she isn't.
Well, first she said that she claimed that it was an accident, but then of course, you know, with autopsies, they know when somebody's smothered. There's the So later she confessed to deliberately smothering her daughter. And it's because no doubt they confronted her with autopsy results, because I'm sure, you know, with forensics, they can tell when somebody's been smothered. It leaves, I think it causes blood vessels to burst in the eyes. The child was incessantly crying, and so she smothered her to death, and she confessed to it. And how is this not murder? Whether you want to call it second degree murder, or not, it's murder. It's unconscionable. And the fact that she was whacked out on drugs should not only not be an excuse, it should be an additional charge. It should be, what's it called? Like when somebody is lying in wait, they face an additional charge. When it's premeditated or kidnapping, when there's a crime involved in the course of committing another crime, I can't remember the legal term for it, you face additional charges. Instead, because she was doing drugs, she gets away with it. It's unbelievable to me that this is what's going on in our court system. I do not see in this article exactly what the charge was, whether it was first degree, second degree, what the charge was, but it doesn't matter. The judge went on to say that the prosecutors, it's important to understand that the prosecutor chooses the charges, and basically went on to bash the prosecutor for wanting to charge this person with, I still don't see. Gateway Pundit, this is just really, really sloppy reporting, Jim Hoft, when you can't report on what the actual charge was. This just doesn't make sense. But anyway, there you have it. Really sloppy reporting, Jim Hoft. I'll apologize if I somehow see later what she was actually charged with. It's just despicable, absolutely despicable. But this is you know, no doubt he's a Democrat, because this goes along with the mindset behind this, goes along with the idea of that we need to have reparations through the courts in this country, because we've had, you know, a pipeline to prison. What do they call it? The prison
It's the school to prison pipeline, right? Or
the school to prison pipeline. And that America is just, no doubt he's got in his mind that because this mother is Black, that somehow she's a victim of America, that she somehow probably in his mind, just because she's Black, that somehow these circumstances are of no fault of her own and it's America's fault. We are now at the point, and I've talked about this many times, that Black people are being allowed to get away with murder in this country now. This was what we heard about after OJ, that Black people should be able to get away with murder because of the system of America. And here's where we are. Now we've got a Black woman getting away with murdering her own child, a 2-month-old child, because she's Black. I guarantee, did he say that's what it was for? I'm just saying that this is the narrative. This is the mindset of what's going on in our court systems today. This is why we see people celebrating OJ. Can you imagine if the tables would turn and OJ had been white and his victims had been Black, that upon his death, that legacy media outlets were just coming and saying, well, you know, a lot of it, you know, this was, you know, good that he got away with it. This is unconscionable that this mother gets away with murdering her child. And I guarantee you, she will go on to murder again. If not murder, then, abuse others. Wow. At least maybe if he had said, you know, okay, you know, you've got to be sterilized, I'll acquit you, but you're going right into custody and you're going to be sterilized and have a hysterectomy because you can't ever have another child. But no, he just put her back out there to have more children. We, and this also goes along the lines of the left. I mean, she was only 2 months old. You know, the left thinks at that point, you know, it's okay for parents to murder their children. We have that movement going on. For all I know, the judge thinks that, you know, along the lines with Hillary Clinton, was it Hillary Clinton or others who say that since children at that stage are still not able to live on their own, they're not self-sustaining, that at that point, even that parents should be allowed to kill their kids? 2 months old is still very dependent. Some people are saying up to 9 months. Some people are saying 2 years. That could be the mindset of this judge. What do you think, Sesame?
Yeah, I mean,
we've got a culture in this country that thinks nothing of the murder of children.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is part of this is just the sort of modern liberal secular world has such a low value placed on human life. It's the only way. I mean, you see it with the abortionists. Obviously, it was not that long ago. Just last week, Bill Maher was saying that abortion is murder, and he doesn't care. He said that there are 8 billion people on the planet, so you won't be missed. That's his position. That's not – don't take my word for it. Go look it up online. That's what Bill Maher was saying last week on a show, Real Time. So yeah, there are the abortionists, they know that, and that's sort of spilling over into just the left generally. And that includes the restorative justice crowd, which does think that there is some sort of oppression going on from the capitalist class in this country, which means white Christians largely. And the only way to subjugate or undo that oppression, yes, is to – weaponize the court system, to, you know, assert this new sort of hierarchy, because it's not even just a double standard at this point. It is a new social hierarchy. Some people who fall into certain groups or, you know, fit certain narratives are literally allowed to get away with murder. They're literally allowed to get away with as much violence as they want, and it will be overlooked, justified. They may even be rewarded for it. Look at these BLM groups that get paid millions by cities like New York City after burning those places to the ground in 2020. They're getting payouts for that kind of garbage. They're getting paid to burn this country to the ground. So yeah, it's this restorative justice, you know, liberal mindset combined with just no respect for human life really at all. So much so that you let people do these things and you don't even want to punish them. You don't even ask for repentance. You don't even make a moral judgment. You just normalize it or – because that's the message you're sending to certain people. It's okay. Who cares? You did this horrible, evil thing, but you don't need to repent. You don't need to pay back your debt. You don't need to change. That's just disgusting. I mean, you're encouraging people to be the worst version of themselves and then punishing good people in the meantime.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Despicable. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, final segment of tonight's Andrea Kay Show. So you're not going to want to miss it. Stick around.
Andrea Kay, telling you like it is, while eating a donut, too. It's the Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. I'm going to read a couple emails here. Larry says, I saw the most disgusting commercial for Biden where he blames Trump for a woman's death. They are getting desperate. Wow. What woman's death? Joe Biden's the one with Lake and Riley and other people's blood on his hands. Yeah, desperate is absolutely correct. Wait, Larry, until you see the sharp. The sharp as a knife ad. That's going to be coming to your screens soon. All right. I got an email here from an Amy. But Amy, there's no body to the email. So email me back because whatever you were trying to communicate didn't make it into the email. Frankie said, yes, indeed. Did you see the latest proposal? The latest proposal here. It says that it would give the driver in Louisiana, proposed bill would give a driver the right to drive through a crowd illegally blocking a roadway. I love it. This is out of BR Baton Rouge, House Bills 383 and 55 limit the liability of motor vehicle operators for harm caused to certain persons who were injured while illegally blocking a road or a highway. The bill's author, State Rep. Jack J. William DeLay Jr., said in a hearing that the bill aims to protect drivers who fear their lives are in danger by a crowd blocking the roadway. He referenced a rise in protests across the country as an example. Quote, if a driver in a motor vehicle comes along an illegal road blockage and they feel like their lives are in danger, they can push through that crowd as a means to escape. I love it. Of course, critics say if an individual comes across a parade, particularly a second line, and they feel threatened by, oh, come on, ain't nobody going to try to drive through. We have something called second lining in Louisiana, which is where you're walking down the streets holding umbrellas, dancing. Nobody's going to feel threatened to try to drive through a second line, let alone when it's at a funeral, okay? That's insane. Look, I love this. I think this should be everywhere, not just in Louisiana. And let me tell you, that would solve a lot of these dangerous, life-threatening protests that we've seen take place across the country, wouldn't it, Sesame?
Yeah, it would. And those protests, people discount just how dangerous that is. I mean, people really, they're every single time I see one, the first thing I think is they are extremely lucky and fortunate that there wasn't some big injury or even worse. I mean, truly,
that we know of.
Yeah, at least that we know of. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know how many people suffered some type of major issue, illness or otherwise.
Yeah.
Given these blockades like the Golden Gate, O'Hare Airport, we don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know who missed funerals. We don't know who missed, you know, cancer treatments. This is a form of terrorism that should not be tolerated. And yes, there are instances where we've seen people, being dragged out of their cars and beaten. And you need to have the ability to drive through these protests to protect your life and to save your life. So I absolutely applaud this. And I'd like to see more of it. Man, Louisiana's been doing some good legislation.
Yeah, they
I
have.
I have to say. They're kind of leading the pack.
They got to make up for Mike Johnson, you know.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Fair enough.
But to think that some critics tried to act like somebody's going to try to mow through a Mardi Gras parade or jazz funeral is just laughable.
It is.
Did
you see those Nevada Rangers actually, though, when they were having the music festival or whatever, and a bunch of climate people blocked the only highway in? And so a Nevada Ranger actually drove through their sign or whatever in the middle of the street and started like arresting people.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that we need to see more of that.
Well, yeah. I mean, if at Mardi Gras there's some kind of, dangerous blockades going on, and Mardi Gras can get dangerous at times, particularly if you're in the quarter, then yeah, you should be able to, even during Mardi Gras. That's the whole point. It doesn't matter, whether it's, the intent. If somebody feels threatened and if somebody's blocking a roadway, not for an event that's been planned, but something like this, people should be able to drive through it. Have you ever been to Mardi Gras?
I haven't, but I would love to for so many reasons. It just seems so fun.
Yeah. It totally is.
And the food totally and the people. And it just seems like a quintessential American kind of unique thing to do. Like this is
it seems
like a uniquely American. I don't know if there's like French with the history of it, but it's a very interesting thing to me. And it seems like a cool cultural thing. You know, people act like America doesn't have culture.
It is.
Yes, we do. And I would love to go at some point in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Americans, especially now with the whistleblowing going on with Boeing and the planes and people scared to fly, this might be a good time this summer if you're planning a vacation to keep it here in the States. Get in your car and drive instead of getting on a Boeing. go to the Grand Canyon if you've never been there. It's amazing. I love Moab, Utah. There's so many amazing, beautiful – America is such an absolutely beautiful, fascinating country with a lot of culture, amazingly beautiful national parks and terrain and mountains and streams and lakes and beaches. It's just absolutely a glorious country. I haven't been to all 50 states like some family members of mine because, I just hadn't seen any need to go to, places like North Dakota. But – I've been to a lot and, it truly is beautiful. Do you know how many states you've been to, Sesame?
Maybe 12. I've been.
You got to get out more, man.
I know.
Of course, you're young. You got a lot of time. You got a lot of time.
Well, I would like to go to all 50. My grandmother on my dad's side, she went to all 50, and that was a big thing for her to just go to all the state capitals, go to one, you know, like unique thing that's like a cultural or site to see in every single state. And honestly, it does seem like a cool thing. I mean, I only ever got to see pictures, but it seemed like a really cool thing. And a buddy of mine in like 2020 during the pandemic, I think he just decided to go on a big road trip during it or when we were coming out of it and opening up again. But he went through 32 states in 1 year and said it was the best year of his life.
I've been to over 40. Over 40.
Really?
Yeah. I've been to over 40.
Where haven't you been?
I haven't been to Alaska.
Oh, it's so beautiful. You haven't been to Alaska?
I haven't been to Alaska. I haven't been to the Dakotas. I haven't been to Wyoming.
But you've been to Colorado, New Mexico, Utah,
many times.
Montana?
Haven't been to Montana.
Montana's really beautiful.
I think that's pretty much it. I've been upwards of, I've been up and down the Northeast. I've been in the Midwest, all over the South. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. The only states I haven't been to. Yeah. So I want to hear from you guys. Email me. How many of you have been to all 50 states? How many of you only have a few left? What you think the best place, if you were to tell somebody to go to take a trip to America, where they should go? I want to know what you think. I personally think, Sesame, have you been to Washington, D.C.?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. If Americans have not spent time in D.C., and a lot of Americans I've talked to haven't, you got to go to D.C. You got to spend some time in D.C. Mm-hmm. You got to spend some time in Philadelphia. And, some of the historical places.
Go see where Benjamin Franklin's gravesite still is. Go see the original City Hall. Walk along the cobble streets. Get yourself a cheesesteak at De Los Andros.
Yeah.
Philly is a really remarkable city in that
way. Very, very cool. Very cool. All right. That's it for us tonight. Tomorrow we'll be here, and you better join us. See you then.